Just to end, one ha'ara, which is a little somber, that is the theme of the entire daf, and davar v'itoy matoy, and that is the last gemara mentioned, that we should make Rebbe, when Rebbe passed away, huchpulu hatzaros. The tzara is davar. It was a ribuy of tzaros. And it bothered me, it's a diktuk, but I think it's worth being ma'ayr. And that is, what's the lashon huchpulu hatzaros? The tzara is double. There was a ribuy in Tzaris. What's the lashon mishameis Rebbe huchpulu atzaris? It's a medrash in Eicha. The medrash is in Perik Beis Dalet. The pasuk says right in the beginning of Eicha, "Bila Hashem v'loy chamal is kol nois yachir." Davish was bila v'loy chamal, and he showed no rachmanis to Klal Yisrael. Says the medrash, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan would come to this pasuk, "Havedorish shitin afim v'bila Hashem v'loy chamal." He would darshan it in 60 oifanim. Rabbi Yochanan had 60 pshatim in Bila Hashem v'loy chamal. The Rebbe, however, when he would darshan this pasuk, havedorish esrim v'arba afim. He would only darshan it in 24 ways. Says the Medrash, v'loy the Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Rebbe. But don't think that the reason Rabbi Yochanan was able to darshan in 60 ways, as opposed to Rebbe, who was only able to darshan in 24 ways, is because Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rebbe. It's not true. El Rebbe, al Yadesha, Yosamach l'Churban Abayis, because Rebbe was one door closer to Churban Abayis, Hoyaniskar, he was able to remember more, Vayodayrish Ubaych, he would darshan, he would cry, Misnach. But at the same time, he would have Nechama. Of Rabbi Yochanan, Erin Nechama. But Al-Kopan, the state and Medrash is that when Rabbi Yochanan would darshan the Pasuk of Bila Hashem Aloy Chamalis, Kol Nois Yaakov, he would darshan in 60 ways. As opposed to Rebbe, when he would darshan this pasuk, he would darshan it in 24 ways. Maybe you could say pshat that we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Yiratzon Lufanecha, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu, the same chalkeinu b'sayda zecha. To do with it, the Bumah Gaon asks that the tefillah is a tefillah for the Beis Hamikdash. Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu. So what does it have to do with the same chalkeinu b'sayda zecha? Meaning, Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu, and we're bringing karbonos, we'll be able to be Oyler Regel. But the same Chalkeinu B'Sayr Secha, what does the same Chalkeinu B'Sayr Secha have to do with Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu? And the Vilna Gaon said, the Pshad is because the Pasuk says in Eicha Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, Malka V'Sareh B'Goyim ain't Torah. That when Klal Yisrael was taken into Dolos, ain't Torah. We lost the Torah. So the Gaon said that when the Yidden lost the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't just lose Avodah, but they lost Torah as well. In fact, the world stands on three pillars: Torah, Avodah, and Milas Chasadim. The Goyim said we lost two Amudim when the Beis Hamikdash was Chara. We lost the Amud of Avodah, that's Pasha. You can't bring Karbanos anymore. You can't do all the mitzvahs at Tluyos Ba'aretz. But in addition to that, we also lost the Torah, because Malka v'Sareh v'Goyim ain't Torah, and therefore we daven Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu, the same Chalkeinu v'Sareh Secha, because when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, not only are we going to get back the Amud of Avodah, but we're going to get back the Amud of Torah as well. And that's the tefillah, Sheyivonah Beis Hamikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu, the same Chalkeinu v'Sareh Secha. This is so that the Vilna Gaon says, and it's the last grah in his Pirush on Avos, is Mefurshim the Marsha. Marsha is in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that the world was created for 6,000 years. And the 6,000 years that the world was created for can be broken up into three intervals of 2,000. The first 2,000 years, the world was meant to be taught. It was meant to be taught. The second 2,000 years, taught. The last 2,000 years, Yemois HaMashiach. So 2,000 years of Torah v'Avodah. There's no Torah, there's no Yemois HaMashiach. It's literally empty. The second 2,000 years, which begins, by the way, when Avraham Avinu starts spreading Torah, which is a petuchei chosim big idea, because it was Torah right from the beginning of time. Noach Rashi says learn Torah. Chanoich learn Torah. But when does the years of Torah begin? Vanetesh asha asa b'charen. It's in the Purush Gemara. It's when Avraham Avinu starts to spread Torah. But either way, so for 2,000 years it was Torah. And then the last 2,000 years, well, you might say, Mashiach Zok Rashi, that when you read this Gemara, it almost sounds like that maybe in the last 2,000 years there's no Torah. Right? 2,000 years of Torah of Avayu, then 2,000 years of Torah, then the last 2,000 years of Moshe. So, actually, don't make that mistake. Of course there's Torah. We're in the year 5,783. I'm steiging away. So, obviously there's Torah. Now, what then does the Gemara mean? It means the first 2,000 years, there was nothing. 2,000 years of Torah, and then the last 2,000 years, benoisif to the Torah, this is also going to be Moshe HaMashiach. That's what Rashi says. Abzok de Marsha.
that lulei the mistafina medivrei Rashi, were it not that I was afraid to just flat out blatantly behind the Rashi, I don't think that's John and the Gemara. Because from the Gemara, it sounds like each set of 2,000 years are unique. They're each miyuchad. And this 2,000 years that are uniquely Torah Bavayu, this 2,000 years of Torah, and then this 2,000 years that are Yomais HaMashiach. And just like the first 2,000 years, there's no Torah, the last 2,000 years also have no Torah. And just like the first 4,000 years, each one is separate. Meaning the last 2,000 years, really, there's no Torah. Zok HaMashiach, Rashi's right. In 5, 7, 8, 3, there's still no Torah. Dr. Mashab, Pshad is because the pasuk says Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Chayiv, we lost not only the Amud of Avodah, but we lost the Amud of Torah as well. And Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah meant that the world went from being a world of nit Torah to a world of Torah. I will learn it, true, but there's such a reader learning that you can look at it as a world of light Torah. So Dr. Mashab, I think it's MS. From the year 4000 on, there was Torah in the world for 2,000 years. From the year 2000 until the year 4000. But afterwards, what happened in the year 4000? Korban Beis Hamikdash, Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah, and that's the cheshbon. Great to Marsha. The problem is, if you do the math, and you know the history, it's not true. The Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in the year 4000. In fact, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed 172 years, Kuf Ayin Beit Shanim, before the year 4000. Says the Marsha, the math just doesn't work. I'm saying, Achilles of the Marsha, that the last 2000 years is Taka no Torah. Why not? Because of Korban Beis Hamikdash, and Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah. It's close, but it's not 100%. Because during the last 172 years before the year 4000, the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. And based on that, the Ein Torah should have already started then. Dr. Marsha, Dov and Mifla. He says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was still Tanam in the world. And he says, as long as there were Tanam that were teaching Torah, and there were yeshivas that people were sitting and learning Torah in, even though the Beis HaMikdash was Chalak, but there was still Torah in the world. The Torah came through the Tanakh. Abizok de Marsha. This was something that went Ad Shemes Rebbe, quote unquote, until Rebbe Yehuda Nasi passed away. The Gavar HaGolus, the Rabbu HaTzaros, the Kol Yimei Torah, Mishon Ve'elach Mitoich HaGolus VaTzaros, B'chaloy Sazman, that's when it was Chal B'malka V'sareh B'agoy Yimei Torah. Zok de Marsha, that in the last 2,000 years of B'yus HaYom is Malta. And this Torah, I understand, but it's considered no Torah. Why? Because the Churban Beis HaMikdash and Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah. I Churban didn't happen in the year 4000. It happened 172 years before the year 4000. It's true. But there was still Tanah. And as long as there were Tanah, I mean, yeshivas of the Tanah, the Torah was still able to survive. It was Mishameis Rebbe when Rebbe passed away. And that was Be'erich, the year 4000. That's when we went into the world of Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah. And that's when everything was lost. So maybe you can say Pshat, and maybe it's even MS. And that is, Rebbe, when he would mourn the Beis HaMikdash, and he came to the Pasuk, Bila Hashem v'loy chaval eskol na'is Yaakov. What was he mourning, Rebbe? Rebbe was mourning the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. He was mourning the fact that he didn't have Avodah. You couldn't be Karvadas. You couldn't be Eilei Regel. So he teached what? He teached it in 24 ways. But Rebbe Yochanan came one dar later. He came after Rebbe was Nifter already. After Rebbe was Nifter, Mishameis Rebbe, that was the year 4000. And in the year 4000, we went to a world of Ein Torah. Because it was Chal, the Malka v'sareh b'agoyim in Torah. There was a reason, a riboy, there was a tremendous chiddush in Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because that Churban that happened 172 years earlier, all of a sudden it was Nischadish in that Churban, that in addition to the fact that we don't have the Amud of Avodah, we also don't have the Amud of Torah. And therefore, when he darshan Bila Hashem v'loy chamal, he darshan the Peshitin Ampin. Why? Because it's not just Bila Hashem v'loy chamal on the Amud of Avodah, but it's Bila Hashem v'loy chamal on the Amud of Torah as well. The Gemara says, Mishameis Rebbe, Huchpulu Atzaris. What does it mean, Huchpulu Atzaris? The tendency is, because up until Rebbe, what were the Tzaris? The Tzaris was the Churban. What was the Churban? We don't have Avodah. Of a Mishameis Rebbe, Zokhti Masha. It's a Marsha. It's not my Chiddush. This is a Marsha. It's a Hedjin Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. That's when it was Chal Malkut Rebbe Agayim in Torah. And that's when we went from not having the Amud of Avodah to also not having the Amud of Torah. We went from a Matzev, where we were missing one of the three pillars that the world stands on, to a matziv, where we're missing two of the three pillars that the world stands on. That's easy math. That's chuchpulu atzaris. It was double. And maybe that's the oimik in this Gemara. Mishameis Rebbe, chuchpulu atzaris. The tzaris doubled. We went from losing only one amud to losing a second amud.